What's up, girl? Oh, Chris, I don't hear from him for a long time, you know. Chris all over the world. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. Hold on. Okay, no, I'll have to call you back. I'll call you back a little later, shortly. All right, good.
Sunday afternoon right here, and the day they dub is Mother's Day. I want to celebrate you, the kings, the queens, I would say that, you know what? I always say we are the conduit of life. I want to say bless up to my mama. I know you're there having a great time. Is you know, just so wonderful to know that you can smile and still go out and dig up the garden after 85 years old. That is such a blessing. Not feeling any pain, although the hardship, it seems like, boy, hard work make you feel strong and good because of the exercise. And we're going to be joining in a little bit other the superstar, the reggae superstar, international reggae artist, none other than Miss JoJo Mack. Here's one of our big, big tune. We're going to be hitting up some of our big, big tune while she sit and chat with us. For those of you who are listening in, you give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-462. I'm getting tongue twisted and tied. 661-467-2407. JoJo Mack, one big number one.
Two. Lord, give me strength as I go one more way. Give me the will to fight one more day. Lord, from the start, you know my heart. That's why I'm singing. Every step I take, I pray that you'll never let me stray. Be the one by my side. Be my guide on a road that never ends.
Number one soul singer, right out of Jamaica, the international star.
What?
Oh, pick up yourself, superstar. Boy, I'm telling you, that live performance was mega, mega.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That was just, you know what happened? The thing about it is that sometimes we don't know the things we do when we bring a smile on somebody's face. We may think sometimes we are doing little things, but sometimes
true,
these little things can mean so much. And I think that the folks that got a chance to hang out with you for the little hour, I mean,
oh,
we're
my God,
blessed.
I was so amazed. I was so amazed at how many people tuned in at my first live. You know what I mean? I was so amazed. And I know a lot of that is due to you. Thank you, my darling, Dr. L.
Well, God, so mercy. I'm just telling you, the power of the woman. And sometimes when she commands the attention, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things can happen. And you have been on the battlefield, getting out the vibration there. And I love the fact that you say, we have to be, it's got to be a new normal for us. And things that we used to do previously, we can't get
right.
We can't get any better than better. We can get
right.
better and better. And
yes.
With the words and the vibration there, this is more than a big, big concert in Wimbledon or the garden.
Oh, you're so kind.
Like that. It is just
so
warm and sweet.
Thank
it is
you.
Warm
so,
and
so,
sweet.
So you enjoyed it.
I full joyed it. It's not end. I'm full joy.
I don't know.
I mean,
my auto DJ just screwed up. But hey, gave me a chance to
no,
talk to the people.
Listen, they wanted to hear you. Your pure natural thing coming out, and that's what happened. Hey, 661-467-2407. Hey, guys, you know, me and JoJo always have a magnificent time because we always do a co-hosting when we are doing our palace thing. And we get an opportunity to do much more of that show coming up. And now that we are quarantined in our intimate space with each other,
right.
I want you to tell your friend and join us. We're going to go to the phone line. JoJo, we gonna go to the phone line, 619.
Yes.
Big love, good afternoon. Welcome into the show, JoJo and me here. How you doing?
Hello.
Greetings upon greetings, blessings upon blessings.
Hello.
The one and only Peter, the diva. Here
hallelujah.
To bless y'all with my presence.
I love it.
Who
is this?
Blessing.
That is the diva herself, the queen, Mama Diva.
Peter the Diva?
Yes.
How are you, Peter?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. I caught the live and it was amazing. And even though you had technical difficulties, I love that you switched to a cappella. Because I was hoping that you would do that.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. It's either that or run away.
Right? So I'm glad that you decided, you know what, even though it's messing up, let me drop some a cappella. So it was definitely worth it. Continue to do what you're doing. And I appreciate you too, you two ladies. I appreciate you guys very much. And
Happy Mother's Day, Peter. And you know, I appreciate you as well, Peter, because you know I know you're on Sirius Radio as well, and
yes.
You say I'll mash up the place, Peter. Yeah. And while you're on here, Peter, you need to tell them when you're on. You need to tell the people when you're on while you're on the radio.
Yes. So it's Peter the Diva representing CRS Radio. I am live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me for some positive vibrations. Join me to listen to this wonderful voice, because only a queen can bring it. So again, meet me on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Well said, Peter the Diva. People, you hear that, right? So tune in next Thursday and catch Peter the Diva. You will enjoy yourselves.
Yes.
Blessings, guys. And happy Mother's Day to my mother in St. Catherine, Jamaica, Beverly Curtis Richards. Big up yourself, Mommy Sia Muya. Yes.
All right. Big up yourself, Mommy.
Thank you, my love.
Nice.
And y'all have a wonderful
Thanks for
evening.
Dropping in, Peter. We appreciate it.
Always.
Boy,
goodbye.
I'm telling you, the young queen, may I tell you now, mash up over here some subjects and some topics she carrying in the CRS radio. You know. That's what we're talking about, them. When the queens them drop into this place, you know, is a hell of a thing. But I talk to you too, Miss Diva. You have a big coach thing going on over live. They tell the audience them who are going with that and how things are going to run.
Which one of the divas are you talking to?
Are you may talk now? Your coach thing, we're in the live thing now. Talk to us about that. You have
about
a pretty coach there.
a pretty little couch, huh? Yeah, well, this couch is where I'm going to be doing my From the Couch series from. And it's going to be a weekly series, and it's going to be on YouTube. I'm not going to do it live. It's going to be on YouTube, and then we you can watch it from there. Once in a while, I'm going to come live with something special for you, but not too much. I don't want to overwhelm you and get you tired of me. So I will do a live once in a while, you know, because I really enjoyed it. Like I said, this is my first live ever. I've never done any live anything except live on the stage. And, you know, I was a little worried. I was a little worried. Like, I hope they show up for me. I hope my fans show up for me, you know, and my friends and those who, you know, just want to have a good time. And they did. And I so appreciate it, man.
Wow. Yeah. I think it was just so refreshing. I think I have been to so much concerts, but I've never been to a concert on live, and this is
from
my first one.
From a couch, right?
Yes. This was just so beautiful. I definitely full joy, and I definitely hope that you will definitely push some more of these out, because this is delicious.
This is delicious. That's your favorite word, Dr. F. Delicious.
Yes, man. I want to pick up some of the big fans them out there who make CRS Radio. We're going to drop some of the diva song, and we're going to drop some of the celebration happy song that some of these guys put out, and we're going to come back and talk to some from the Diva.
Don't give me strength as I go on my way. Give me the will to fight one more day.
Yeah, one big number one tune, JJ. JoJo Mac, let me tell you something. When you want a little bit of inspiration, hit up on this one.
Lord, give me strength as I go on my way.
Boy, I see a mother out there kind of feel a little bit weak and weary. But I got a message for you via JoJo Mac, big number one hit song. Great
Lord, give me strength as I go on my way. Give me the will to fight one more day. Lord, from the start, you love my heart. That's why I'm singing. Every step I take, I pray that you'll never let me stray. Be the one by my side. Be my guide. On a road that never ends. Never end. I know you're my only friend.
Pryor. Hey, this is a good song to kind of get you back center. It is Terrence Reddick, Caribbean Radio Show, and we're here with a very special, special girl. The queen, the diva, is self, J.J. JoJo Mack, right here on the CRS Radio Caribbean Village Show. Want to reach out to a very special lady, Connie. She just finished her big, big show. Had a big lady on there. I'm telling you, we have some really powerful Jamaican woman, you know. Hey, Connie, bless up yourself, Connie. Bless up yourself, mama, 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 dearest. Hey, sister, I'm telling you, I kind of feel in the vibration here. Sarah's Radio, Caribbean Radio Show. Give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467. Boy, if you hear the tune, they will drop over the live session here. Give us a call and talk to JoJo. Maybe not talk to me, but talk to JoJo. Tell her how you feel.
Yeah, come on, let me know. Talk to me, let me know if you want to. Well, let me tell you some more about what this live series is going to be. It's going to be a lot about my journey in the music. You know, my journey, there's so much to talk about. There's so much that people don't know about me in the music that I'm never ready to tell them yet. And I'm pretty much ready to start talking about them now, about those things. You know, my experience working with Cox and Dodd in the studio for eight months, doing 22 songs and stuff like that. You know, man, that was awesome as ever. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. And I hope that, you know, I hope that this memory stays with me forever. You know, some people, you know, we get Alzheimer's, I forget. I hope I'll never, ever forget, you know, what that feels like. I can still taste it in my mouth, you know, being in Studio One. Yes, being in Studio One every day. Man, I'm telling you, that was so awesome. So we're going to be talking about Studio One. We're going to be talking about my experience at Black Uhuru, you know. We're going to talk about them, you know what I mean? Yes, we're going to talk about that. A lot of people didn't know that I entered Tasty Talent Contest and even won. But we'll talk about that. Yes, there's going to be a lot around that. There's going to be a lot around that because, yes, I did enter Tasty and I did win my segment of Tasty, and you know, all kind of things happen. I won some prizes, and the main prize that I won was supposed to be a single with Tuff Gong, and I never got to do that. And I want to tell why I didn't get to do that, because I think it was a big injustice in my career. Yeah, so I'm going to talk about that on the live series. So that's what From the Couch is going to be about, you know, my journey and some pop culture as well.
Oh. Hey, folks, you hear it. You hear it from the lady herself, the diva, J.J. JoJo Mack. 661-467-2407. If you have a shout-out to your mama this day, I know all of you probably was gathering around mama, washing her foot and lotioning her down and combing her hair and stuff like that and giving her some wine and stuff like that. So you're kind of busy. But I know you're there listening, and thank you so much for those who are hanging out in the chat rooms, those who are hanging out over here, over in this one here, and those who are hanging out over the other side. I'm going to tell you something, too. Coming up, you know, my little thing, not my little thing, my big, big thing, part of my big, big life is always reaching forward to helping Jamaican, especially young, talented children or adults too, because a lot of them are adults. So we start out in the high school and graduate up into the university, all of the tertiary institutions. So you know how the COVID-19 have us covered, hunkered down. And a lot of us, particularly mothers, who are not able to get out and do the little hustling, that has hampered a lot of things. But before that, things was rough and hard. And the scholarship that Palace helped to provide did go a long way. So what happened? because things kind of change a little bit of direction. The wind change a little bit. Everything change. The pot turn over. Nothing to catch another pot. So we are trying to rev it up a little bit. And starting the 16th of this month, this 5/16, which is about 6 days coming up to probably the end of the month and further on, as the demand and the need there is and the participation that we can get. We're going to be calling on all Jamaican artists, the big mega ones, the small ones, the up-and-coming ones, all of the artists, them unite for the benefit of our nation. And we're going to put together, see if we can train at least 100 more healthcare workers out of the young batches of people, so we can replenish those that are burnt out. And trust me, burnt out can be 2-3 years burned out, you know. Luckily, we're not getting the kind of, for now, hopefully this is how it stays, the kind of hospitalization, the kind of emergency situation, they're kind of overwhelming on our hospital system. But we can't wait until that happens. We make a move. We have to be prepared. So we are in preparation right now to get at least 100, just only 100. At least we have start off with 100 persons trained back into our healthcare system. And all our sister Connie, who was before us, say, hey, government need to kind of step up the pay a little bit so we can hold them people there where we're trained so very well to stay in the country. Right, so we are calling all artists. This is a shout out to all of them wonderful artists there out there. Please, and not nowhere in concert right now. So be in concert
right here
on CRS Radio.
No, look, they're nowhere in concert right now. So they should be in concern.
Don't be in concern. I like that. Yeah, I'm coming over here, man. I make we pull our effort together. Your sister, JJ, JoJo. We don't know, all of a sudden we start calling you JJ, JoJo.
I know. Well, you call me all kinds of things.
All kinds of things. Oh, and,
I never know what you're going to call me next.
What am I going to say next? So, listen, you have done a fantastic job, and I must reveal to all of you listeners, JoJo has been, since I brought up the idea, we start to kind of twirling our head around, and she took this banner and run away with it like something in your light fire underneath somebody. And she's been able to get a lot of the artists them so far confirmed to come on this big show. And believe you me, my heart swell up when I hear what she is being getting down at the fact that she took this and run away with it. Because we have to really look far, far, far out, you know. We out.
Well, you know, I'm always there for a good cause. And, you know, I'm always willing to help because, you know, like I said, we have to help each other. And you know, you can't think about what am I going to get out of it. You can never think mm-hmm. that way. You have to just do, and everything will fall into place.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah!
So that's
now
why,
you're going to make me get consecrated now.
And then you kind of know me, Dr. Ev. You know, once I give you my word, I'm gonna trip over myself to make sure that I hold up on my word. Because, you know, your word is your bond. That's all you have when you have nothing else.
That is so true. That is so true, man. I'm telling you. And the response that we are getting, or you're garnishing, you know, I get when you put your motivational spin on it. Boy, everybody just start to rope in.
I learned from you. You're like my mentor, so I learned from you. When I want to figure something out, who do I call?
Well, thank you so much. My palms together, my head's bowing. Thank you so much that I'm able to hear. To
I know,
you know, kind of give a little.
I know you're sick of me calling you early morning and late night.
Oh my gosh.
And why are you always up?
We have the people at work to do. We have to take care of the Jamaican people there. When everybody is
you know I'm up like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the mornings. And I can't stay in the bed once I'm awake. You know what I mean?
That,
I cannot just lay up in no bed. I gotta get up and grind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, back to the grind, back to the grind. That's what we're talking about. Hey, some of us have to do it, you know, and we want to bless up some of you. I mean, I want to give a special big up to our engineer, Mr. Terry T. I mean, big, big love for try and put a lot of things together. We're going to play some more of the sister, big, big tune. Let me know. Hey, I know y'all listening and you have a lot of time to scroll over the net. Go to Amazon
right, don't go
and kind of do a thing. Go Amazon and do a little
This is JoJo Mack representing for Caribbean Radio Show. You better know.
This is a big, big one from Miss JoJo, the diva herself, and Tanisha McKenzie. I am woman. Yeah, big up to all of the women them out there. You're more than woman. And today is not only the day. Today is more than the big day for you.
Mr. Blood, Mr. Evil, Mr. Cruel, Mr. With a Dirty Gun.
Superstar, international reggae superstar right here, Miss JoJo McLeod with us after doing a fantastic show of the Life F book. My sister. Boy, I'm telling you, this has just been fantastic. Just an absolute fantastic evening. Just hanging out with you, it is just sheer joy, just pure joy.
You know, for me,
joy.
It's always a pleasure. There's just something that when I'm hanging out with you, that makes it all good, no matter what. Yes, I love hanging out with you. It's always a joy.
Lord, boy, thank you. I listen to your big tune them. Sometimes I just play up your big tune them and listen to them. You know, always reach right into the spot, the right time. And
I try to make the kind of music that inspires people, that people can take with them. You know what I mean? I just don't want them to be able to jiggle in a minute and then it's over. I want them to remember and take something out of it. It's important that when I write each song, that there's something that each person can take from it.
Wow, my girl. I'm telling you, you're really feeling the thing. You have to live the life to write them kind of song, you know. You have to be in the
but my
place.
Life's good enough. My life good. It's good. I'm a happy person. You know, I ran into someone about a year ago, this man I know from D.C., because, you know, I used to live in D.C. D.C. is really home for me in America. And, you know, I ran into this man that I knew from when I first came to D.C. And he looked at me and, we're talking, and he says to me, "Let me ask you a question. You don't have problems." I'm like, "Why you ask me that?" He says, "Every time I see you, you're happy, you're laughing, you're smiling, you have a big hug for everybody." You know? And that's me. I don't let life get to me, sweetheart. I don't let life get to me at all. As a matter of fact, I embrace every bit of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because the bad and the ugly is what builds a character, you know?
Ooh, we're in church here, sister girl.
Yeah, it's where you draw for your deepest and your best, you know. Yeah,
yes,
so you know,
I have to
give thanks for everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the things that I've gone through that I didn't want to go through, because I've learned from them, and you know, it made me a better person for it.
Nicely. Love it. I am kind of fixated on greater power, because that to me, when I hear that song, it reached a lot of depth. What was your inspiration for that song?
Well, greater power, you know, it so happened that, you know, I was, you know, Hopeton Brown from Naya Bless Music. You know, he hit me up and said that he has a track that he'd like for me to, you know, vibe. And when I hear the track, I was like, OMG, because I heard Thriller You had a song on it, right? And I heard the Thriller You song, and you know, it was about love, and it's a beautiful song. And I'm like, wow. And I said to myself when I was writing that song, I said, I don't want to talk about love right now. If I want to talk about love, I don't want to talk about the personal kind of love, you know, the boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
girlfriend, husband, wife kind of love. I would want to talk about more of a universal love kind of thing. And I started writing a song, and I stopped, and I threw it away, and sort of out of somewhere comes greater power. And I start writing, and I never stop until I was finished.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I can write, when I found that first line, because I for some reason, a lot of times I find the chorus first.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wrote the chorus, I'm like, whoa, this is powerful. And, you know, I had to find the right words, because when I write songs, Dr. Ev, every line has to mean something and has to be as its own strength and can carry the song on its own. Every line has to be significant for me. And so that is what I put into greater power, because I grew up in the church, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
from a little girl, I know that there's a greater power. There's something bigger than we, stronger than we, and, you know, that we have to bow to, you know what I mean? And I
mm-hmm.
never lost that, you know. I've always believed in that greater power. I remember one time, can I tell you? I remember, you know, Lord, be a witness here. One time I remember I had this terrible toothache. It was in the 90s, right? I was down in Florida visiting family, and everybody gone to work, and I'm there in the house just chilling. And, you know, I've had this toothache for like 5 days, and I'm like, it was like my wisdom tooth somewhere around there, you know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I went to the dentist, and they said they couldn't do anything because my mouth was swollen and everything, right? And I cried, and oh God, right? And I just, you know, something said, just go on your knees and pray. I went on my knees right by the bed, and I prayed, and I said, God, please take away this toothache, please take away this toothache. And I was crying and talking to God. And while I was praying, the toothache stopped, right?
Wow.
And I started looking around me like, what the heck? And I'm like, okay, is this a fluke? And then I'm like, no, it's not a fluke. Because it was so immediate, it was hard to wrap my head around, you know? And I'm like, okay. And I still stayed there on my knees just in case I had to pray some more, because I can't believe this is happening, you know what I mean? Yes, I stayed there. And before that, I was putting my jaw on the tile, okay?
Yes.
So in that moment, you know, I already believed in God. I knew there is a greater power. When it stopped, and it never, ever come back till this day, I've never had a toothache. I've never had
wow.
another toothache since that day. And that was, I think, it was in 1993.
Wow.
And I've not had a toothache that my mouth stopped aching immediately. And what I got from that was not just the fact that God answers prayer, but he does answer your prayer when you are, because sometimes we pray and we are like, oh God, no, help me with that thing there. And you know what I think? I think you have to be so genuine. I think you have to be all in when you pray. If you're not all in, you might not get the answer you want. I think you have to be all in. You have to be so sincere.
Wow.
So I think that's what happened with me and my tooth, you know?
I am telling you, I know. I mean, that makes a believer out of you.
Exactly.
Hey, Tunit is not, it's not a sweet thing at all.
What?
Wow.
I am telling you. But, you know, I grew up, like I said, I grew up in the church every morning, like, not every morning, like, when Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we have to get up 5:30 in the morning, go into Mama and Papa's room, and, you know, they had this big old bedroom, and we all have to find a seat on the bed or on a chair somewhere in there, and we all have to get up for prayer meeting. So we used to do that before we go to school every day, every other day. So, you know, I grew up knowing that greater power is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Boy,
yeah, I grew up knowing it's a big deal.
I guess, you know, where it is, folks, this is where it is, you know. Within all of us, there is an existence beyond us, and that's the most powerful thing. 614-67, we got a few minutes on to the downside of the show, unfortunately. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to go live to Alligator Pond to the man we call Mr. Maurice Harrison. And boy, me, I tell you, Maurice Harrison can put out some Jamaica food, make me skin crawl. He make me painful, my belly pain me when we see them fresh fish out of the water and some bami, and oh my gosh, my mouth is just
oh hush.
I'm telling you, I'm hurting.
Hush, boo boo.
I'm hurting. But I have a big song that I want to play for you. I mean, it is a very beautiful song. Shows a lot about your talent, not only your talent, but of course the words also. And I want to share it with my audience. If you have not heard the song, hey, this young lady. Sometimes I just sit and vibe out on our music. Seriousness, I'm not joking. When you have the artist them that can bring in this kind of vibration, a lot of us of a certain age, we don't have this kind of caliber of music. To me personally, this is my personal viewpoint of the younger generation coming up. And when I see an artist who can bring this, just bring us back, bring us to our consciousness, elevate our spirit. That's what I talk to.
Sense of relief from all this grief. From the stress, from the pressure, from the pain, we need a change starting today. From the strain, from the storm, from the rain, we need a change. We need a sunny day. We need a new day. We need a new way. We need a change. Hope for a better day. Give us some light. Give us some light. Get rid of the dark nights. Make it all right. He gets up at 5 in the morning. Get ready for work still. Never complain. He does it 6 days a week with hardly much sleep. Just to stay on his feet.
Well,
working in overtime, bills don't get paid on time. Brown bag is lunch sometimes, saving nickels and dimes. He gets down on his knees and to God he speaks. Can't you see, it's making me weak. From the stress, from the pressure, from the pain, we need a change starting today.
Oh, yeah.
From the strain, from the storm, from the rain, we need a change. We need a sunny day. We need a new day. We need a new way. We need a change. Hope for a better day. Give us some light. Give us some light. Get rid of the dark nights. Make it all right. Women prostituting themselves because they really can't do nothing else, they think. Some say they have babies without daddies that barely get fed sometimes.
Yes, they do.
Then there are those who can't do better getting by on the government dime. Thinking things will get better, but with tears in their eyes, they look to the sky and they cry. Hey, so
on earth.
Help us,
in you we put our trust.
Bless us,
we're on our knees begging you please to help us. Sometimes it seems the hurt we feel is endless,
never stopping.
When they hurt, I hurt too.
Can you hear me yet?
So I'm coming to you. Make strong the weak, heal the sick and tired.
Begging.
Lift up the fallen, take them out of this quagmire.
Again and again,
hear them calling on you. Like you said we should do. From the stress, from the pressure, from the pain, we need a change starting today.
Yeah.
From the strain, from the storm, from the rain, we need a change. We need a sunny day. We need a new day. We need a new way. We need a change. Hope for a better day. Give us some light. Give us some light. Get rid of the dark nights. Make it all right. Have some mercy on us.
Help us.
In you we put our trust.
Bless us.
We're on our knees begging you please to help us.
We're crying.
Sometimes it seems the hurt we feel is endless.
Can't you see?
When they hurt, I hurt too. Starting today, from the strain, from the song, from the rain, we need a change.
We need a change.
Wow.
Do you know that I did that song to a beat? I did that song to a beat for one album, right? You know, I just felt like, you know, that song needed to be heard all on its own. So we took the beat off and just did the a cappella.
Wow. I'm telling you, this kind of made my tears froze. Hey, folks, we're talking to the one and only, the diva herself, celebrating with us the commercial day of Mother's Day. However, we'll take it if that's the only thing we can get. But know within yourself, ladies, queen, conduit of life out there, that, hey, every day you're in the creation process, same way. Life will go on same way, but
same
you
way.
Know how it go. And thank
same
you so
way.
Much, my sister.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for always
coming.
Being in my corner, Dr. Ev. Yes.
It tastes delicious, I'm telling you.
And let me thank
everyone again
who came over from live and stuff, or, you know, and Peter the Diva, you know, we love you already. You don't know, right? Thanks to everyone who showed up for live and came over to hear. And thanks for all of those of you who enjoy my music. I so appreciate it. I can't wait for us to open up again so I can come out there and be in front of you live and, you know, we vibe together. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, definitely. And we look forward for looking upon that couch there and see where you are going with the couch.
I just learned a few things about it, right, from the first live, that, you know, I need to take certain things into consideration next time, but that's okay.
You make me coughing. Let us know where we can find your music, because we get some hit up from you, some of these music here. You know, sometimes you listen to our music and then you listen to our music. So
right. Well,
those of
you
who
know,
just
I'm,
hear it.
A couple of the songs that you play is on my few of the songs you play is on my my Blueprint album that's available online, Amazon, iTunes, and stuff. You can check out my YouTube page, which is The JoJo Mac. I'm on Twitter as Bad Singer Girl. I'm on Instagram as JoJo Mac Music. So yeah, I'm there, and JoJo Mac 11 on Facebook. So hit me up and you know, friend me for the next live, follow me, whatever, you know. Yes. And I could use some followers over on some subscribers rather on YouTube. So subscribe to my YouTube page, The JoJo Mac.
Wow, yes, man, yes, man. The queen herself, man, you know how that be. All of us together make it nice and warm and cozy and cushy, you know.
Yes, man, and anywhere a lot of queens are, got to be a wonderful time.
It has to be a wonderful time. Hey, folks, coming up, we have Maurice coming up at 9 o'clock tonight out of Jamaica, as I'm sure of him nice, cozy life. I can only wish him all the best, and just my mouth and everything just dripping over his wonderful food and all of those good things. So anyway, John with him, and of course, in the next week coming up, in another 6-7 days, JoJo is going to be joining us to kick off this celebration one more time. We're going to be home. Kind of
well,
a doing
be
being ambassador
year, right?
For the children.
This going to be our third year together?
The third year doing this, and the 10th
yeah.
year in Palace also. Absolutely. So, I mean, join us. And, you know, we always have a lot of giggles and laugh and wonderful things.
Let me tell them like a Jamaican should. The fun turn up. Yeah.
Yes. So make sure to come over, and we're going to see some more flyers out there on the F book, and we give you more information. So we're going to close out with one big song, one of my favorite song from Tupac. This one always reached me in a way.
Mama,
so,
I hope it's Mama.
Yes.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama,
please, no one above
you. You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear lady, mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
So that's it for right now with the Queen on here. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, JoJo Mac, right on the big Facebook. Also, make sure you check her out on Amazon. And we're going to be seeing you, talking to you, you know, chatting and having fun next week. All right.
Next week. See you next week. Bye.